You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Netai ha'arbini omer harher mishachen ra. Netai ha'arbini is warning us that we should not be around bad neighbor. Va'al titchaber la'rasha. And you should not join the wicked. You should not lose hope from difficulties that you go through. So now the question that is brought, when Netai Harbeli is informing us that you have to stay away from terrible neighbor, and then he says, don't join him. So the question obviously is, when you stay away from a bad neighbor, how can you join him? You understand? By distancing from a bad neighbor, so you're not around him. But he says you have to distance from him and then don't join him. How could it be? When you're away from somebody, obviously you're not in contact with them.
They approach you.
No, but it's the same thing. So that means you stay away. So it's to stay away and don't join. So when you stay away, obviously it goes without saying that you're not joining them. No?
So don't do what they do. That's what maybe the neighbor is. Your yetzer hara.
Could be. Yeah, could be. But before we get to the yetzer hara, as far as just simple understanding, how you might be in contact, but at the same time, you are away. And so?
Pray for him.
Yeah, I understand, but here it seems like you have to delete it from your memory altogether. That's what it
maybe
sounds
you
like.
Away from him distance-wise, but you are doing the same thing he doing.
Could be, but when he says her head, obviously the understanding here is that, you know, forget about it. But before we get to that, now let's see what Netai HaBeli is teaching us. How would you know a neighbor is good or is not good? How would you know that a neighbor is a good neighbor or is not a good neighbor? How do you know? In practicality, when people are looking for a place, for a house, for an apartment, what do? They negotiate for the price and they make sure there is no light in the kitchen.
Cabinet,
yeah, right. What else?
They need to look during different time of the day what's going on in the building.
They do that, such a thing? They do such a thing? Do you search for the neighbors?
No, you have to look.
So to see how many meters are in this street.
Good. I don't think that will help you. The bigger mezuzah, you have to be more careful. How would you know? You have to go search.
Yeah.
Every neighbor, you have to.
No, you go inside the building, you go around.
But how can you search? I don't understand. And then how can you find out? No, we're not talking about. Yeah, of course. You can do anything you like. And then you say, you know, but it's not a shame. You know, I have emunah. But here we see, no, that's not how it works. He says, no, in practicality, you have to do whatever that is expected from you to do. If you say, no, it's not a shame, it can be okay, you know.
Check?
How am I able to check? How can you check? How can you find out the profile of a neighbor, you know, past, you know, whatever? How do you know?
Well,
How do you know? Even people that you're in contact with, you don't know if they're good or not good. All of a sudden you see, ay, 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 what happened here? I think about it.
You always have signs, but you don't want to see the signs. You always have the signs.
Maybe.
After the fact is, yo, yeah.
Maybe, but you cannot, you know, before you, know.
So what's the secret about? How are we going to find out?
He's telling me tomorrow.
I had a question. Bad Yisrach Avinon of Shalom. This is in the Torah. That where you have Yitzhak et Esav, it says that Yitzhak Avinu loved Esav. He didn't know the Mishnah. Here it says, Harchet Mishachinra, Vat Yitzhabel La Rasha. No?
Yeah, no, but he didn't think that my son is Rasha.
You didn't know?
He's supposed to fight the negative force, but unfortunately, got involved with them instead of fighting them.
Yitzhak Avinu?
No.
Esav? No, we're talking about Yitzhak Avinu. Here the Mishnah says you have to stay away from terrible neighbor. Don't have any contact with him. But how come Yitzhak, you know, he loved Esav, he said befiv, constantly he would bring him food and all of that. He was bribed by Esav. Esav? But it was not a bad neighbor? It's not a Rasha?
You're supposed to make Teshuvah.
Fine. Yes. Fine. No, but here in the Torah, what he's teaching us, you cannot risk your life relying on, okay, he's going to be good, he's going to be tzaddik, he's going to change. He says, no, no, no. You're not permitted to do such a thing. You have to stay away. You have to stay away. You cannot say, you know, I'll be tailing for him, you know, I give him Mishabarach. You know, I take him to Shiur between Mincha and Arvit. He said, no, that's not how it works. He said, you have to stay away. Don't risk your life. Because, as we all are, we are influenced rapidly. One zap, 180 degrees you change. One zap, one moment. You send the kids to birthday party, they come back, it's not your kid anymore. It's not your kid anymore. What happened? An hour or two, he went to play with other kids? Wow. You know, somebody goes to visit his friend in downtown. This is not a story. It's a real, real, real thing. You see, all of a sudden, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's not the same person anymore. Totally changed. Totally. Totally changed. What happened? So that's what the Torah Abadi is teaching us. You have to stay from a wrong neighbor and don't have any contact with him. So now, back to our question. How could it be that you distance and then you're still in contact with him?
Maybe the influence is creating some kind of ambience. And this is the ambience that you are feeling. These bad neighbors, they're creating something around them. And when you get inside around them, close to them, you're not really talking to them. But this bad influence is there, is taking over you.
Right. So now, first of all, he's teaching us that you have to be concerned about this matter. It's not only negotiating about the rent and how many space for the garage you have, or how much light you have in the kitchen. So your responsibility is to be concerned who's around you. What does that mean? That means this is the main thing. Why? Because, yeah, you pay a little more or less, a little light or less, or smaller bedroom or large, but the main thing here is, who is around you? When your kids go out, who are they going to play with? Who are they going to see? So that's the first thing he's teaching us. Maybe I don't have any access, but you have to know, as much as is possible, who's around you? Who's living upstairs? the stories that people they felt, you know, it's a good deal. It was a good deal. Till today, it's 2-3 years passed by because of the lease that they signed. They haven't really slept one night in peace. Why? Because the guy upstairs, he blasts his music till 2 o'clock in the morning. Maybe they saved some money, but was it worth it? They realize not, was not worth it. So now here, Nitab, however, he is teaching us, what does it mean? You stay away and then will not be attached to it. You know, sometimes people, they sit at the table and then they're having dinner. What do they talk about? What else?
About other people.
Fine, but you know, they discuss matters like, let's say,
politics.
Right, one of the subjects that you never know, Baruch Hashem, that is, you know, our neighbor bought a new car. A new car. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
Should get a new car.
But why is it to you that what kind of car he has?
Jealous.
That goes without saying, because when you see, or the way they, let's say, dress, or they did remodeling, so then automatically it becomes a part of conversation. So maybe he lives in New York. Maybe he lives, you know, another city. But all of a sudden, it becomes the sujet, becomes the subject of your Divrei Torah at the dinner time. Why? Because someone says, you might be away, but you're still connected. So it doesn't mean he's next door. But you still, you review and discuss, you know what they did. Know where they went. Know where they went for vacation. So what is it to me? So we have to go. What do you mean we have to go? We don't have the budget to go on vacation. So then this becomes a mind-boggling thing in your head. Why? Because our nature here is, why not? We should, you know, it's good to do. So now that becomes the main issue in the house. What the neighbor do. What they're planning to do. Let's go with them. Eh? We're not in that level. We cannot do such a thing. So here we see a very unfortunate thing. That it's not that, you know, you're able to see his next door or they come to you. So then the influence that you have through this neighbor, it could be very, very destructive. It could ruin your life. It could ruin your life completely. Take the shalom out of your house. Cause such a friction in the house. But why? Because that's how we are. Well, yeah, especially the kids. Yeah, but obviously, whatever we speak about, you know, at our gathering, when we get together at dinner time, you know, on Shabbatot, so that becomes the main issue in the house. And that's what, you know, the kids going to follow. But here, back to Esav and Yitzhak Avinu. So again, the question here is, why there was such an attachment? Why Yitzhak didn't let go with Esav, even though that he was? Very bad influence.
I think he didn't know. And he saw that Esau is going to hunt and bring him a good food and respect him. So why did he think that he's a Rasha?
Well, that's hard to say, because if we review the profile of Yitzhak Avinu now from his childhood, like how he dealt with Ishmael, how he dealt with Gerar, but the well, you know, he didn't give up, you know. And with Avimelech and all of these things, it's hard to imagine that he didn't know what the Sab is all about, because Sab was Gibor, he was Chacham, you know, how he was able to tell that Rivka Imenu, just like his mother. But here we see a very keen point, and that is, Yitzchak Rabbeinu didn't let go of Esav. Why?
Perhaps he knew he was so Kodesh that he felt he can change him because of his degree of holiness. Maybe if someone is very holy, he can change someone.
Right. And the point of matter here that Esav, if he was given to Yitzchak Rabbeinu as after so many years of, you know, waiting and pleading to Ribono Shel Olam, so Esav came about to, as a supporter of Yaakov Avinu. That was his task was in life, that he would support Yaakov Avinu. And Yitzchak Rabbeinu knew about this. So now here he knew that his wickedness actually is not real, because he became a little bit off the path. As we learn in Haggadah, the Rasha sitting next to the Chacham. Why? Because Rasha by itself doesn't mean anything. Wickedness, that means he has potential. He's very sharp. But he's off the line. So now Yitzchak Rabbeinu knew about Esav. He knew that what he's up to. And his task was to keep him around, not to throw him away. So now here we see that at the time that we see something good might come out, there's a potential that you're able to help. But as long as it will not affect you, you're permitted to do so. How? We see in later Mishnayot, let's say the floor is dirty. What do you do? First you have to broom it. Yeah. So what happened to the broom? Broom gets dirty?
Yeah.
Why? But you clean the floor.
Yes.
It's worth it.
Yes.
It's not worth it.
You can go wash the broom?
You can, sometimes. But here in the town, Rebbe is teaching us, you are somebody that think that you can influence people. It's not true. Because the same way that the broom cleans the floor, it gets dirty, to be in contact with wicked exactly makes you wicked. Just like the broom. So that's why he is warning us. Stay away. Why? Because you cannot claim, you know, I can fix him. It's not true. Because there are many, many stories that they thought they can fix, and they became unfixed. They're not fixable anymore. Why? Because they felt, you know, they're able to do it. For Yitzchak Avinu Alam Shono, on that level, he was able. So now that applies, obviously, for the matters that is very crucial, family, kids, you have to do whatever that you're able to do. But the more main point here is, first of all, we have to search who's around us. And other than that, we should not let that their influence come through the house. We should not be discussed. Why? Because you have to have a goal, you have to have a task. That what your mission in life is. And you should not bring an influence that Chassid Shalom will destroy the family, the house. And that's what the time is teaching us.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.